brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 7th, and it's Let's Talk Small Business. If you're a small business and entrepreneur, this is the place to be every Tuesday at 11:30. You don't want to miss it. You know, we talk about all the things that are important to the engine that drives the American economy. So today, we're starting a two-part series on the film and entertainment industry. And I am so very, very fortunate to have my co-host for the next couple of shows, Mr. Cassius Butts from SBA, our regional administrator. Cassius, I'm so glad you're joining me.
Good morning, Stacey. I'm so glad to be back here with you again.
You know, Cassius and I were hanging out last night, and we were talking about today. We were so excited. The film industry is very hot in Georgia, and today we're going to be having some dialogue with two people that are driving this industry throughout the state. And first of all, we're going to have Lee Thomas, who is she's the deputy commissioner for film, music, and digital entertainment for the state of Georgia. So she's the big dog for the state of Georgia. She's making things happen. And then we have LaRonda Sutton, who's from the mayor's office of film and entertainment for the city of Atlanta, and she's the big dog for the city of Atlanta. These two ladies are going to talk to us about what they're doing, how they've driven the state of Georgia to be number three. That is number three. We're behind LA, and we're behind New York, and these two women are behind all that's happened for our state to rise to such recognition. So, Cassius, have you been in any of the movies? Have these two ladies gotten you any movies since things have been going on in Atlanta?
Not any movies, but I can definitely tell you that movie making has been happening here. Just yesterday, ironically, we were preparing before we got together last night, and one of my staff members called me, Lola Kress, said, Cassius, I'm on my way, but I'm actually behind a film that's being filmed right now on Peachtree Street. A movie is being filmed right now, and so thought it was just very ironic and timely to see this growth that's taking place within the city of Atlanta, and we're proud of it. Of course, we had to just really contribute folks to the state of Georgia as well as the city of Atlanta for helping to make this happen.
Okay, ladies, so let's talk about the film industry in Georgia. We're number three. How do we get there, Lee? Tell me what your office does, and how do we get there, number three?
Well, what we do, and I work for the Department of Economic Development, but we are a marketing arm for the state of Georgia, and we try to get movies to shoot here and take them away from other states and other countries, and so we help them find locations. We oversee the film tax credit, which is a generous 30% tax incentive. We help them find crew and equipment and warehouses and stage space and all of that. So that's really what our office does on a day-to-day basis.
So you help them. You help them pretty much do everything.
A lot of it, you know, LaRonda. I mean, we're partners here, and LaRonda has to do the. You know, she has the teeth.
She does the heavy lifting.
She's got the permitting part of it. We don't do any permitting in the state. We try to bring them in, and then once they get here, then you know, LaRonda has to deal with the day to day of the permitting part of it.
I tell you, you must be fearless because you're sure taking it from the other states. I don't want to mess with you. Oh my goodness! So LaRonda, she gets them here, and then you take over and you make it happen. So tell us how you make it happen.
Well, as you know, 75% to 80% of the productions that come in through Lee's office end up filming in the city of Atlanta. So any productions that want to film on public property in the city of Atlanta, sidewalks, parks, any of our properties that are owned by the city, they come through our office. So we make sure that, you know, it's a great experience. It's a one-stop shop. They come to our office. We talk to them about, you know, filming in our neighborhoods and making sure that everyone is playing fairly, and we keep the impact to as minimum as possible.
Yeah, there was something in the news recently about the neighborhood.
Yes. I have a question. How does your office engage small businesses to incorporate their production within filmmaking in the city of Atlanta or metropolitan Atlanta as well? Like, okay. Where do you direct them for financing, and how do you get them engaged in that process, or are you engaged in that process?
Well, we serve as a resource, so they can come to our office, and they can, you know, sit down to us, express their concern or express their interest in different areas that they want to get into, and then we will serve as a, as again as a resource to be able to give them direction and point them in the right direction to where they need to go to get the help that they need.
So Lee, you got them here, LaRonda, you've got them permitted. They're off making films. So let's talk about how many studios do we have? Any studios that have a presence? Because I've heard of Pinewood, I've heard of several. How many do we have that have a presence here in the state?
Well, I mean, just in the last few years, we've gotten 12 new ones.
12 new studios?
Wow. Yeah. So, wow. There's, you know, like you said, Pinewood, I mean, they've built 4 stages, but they've started building more. They're supposed to build all the way to 31 stages. The Atlanta Media Campus, Jim Jacoby's place up there at Jimmy Carter in 85. I mean, they're mm-hmm. retrofitting 1 million square feet of stage space. They just announced that Eagle Rock, mm-hmm. who's like a half a mile behind Jim Jacoby there, is doing 4 stages that will open in April of next year. I mean, there's EUE Screen Gems that took mm-hmm. over the old Lakewood Fairgrounds. If people used to antique shop there now, it's totally different vibe going on there. So, I mean, there's a lot of the stage spaces, and we have also on our website, we have something called a Real Crew database where, you know, small business owners can upload their information into our database so that when films come in, they know about them.
What's right. that called, the database called?
It's called Real Crew, and that's real with, a film reel. So it's REELCREW, and this is off the Georgia.org website. So mm-hmm. if you go to Georgia.org /FMDE, which is Film, Music, Digital Entertainment, you'll see there's a Real Crew database. So you can, if you're a crew person, you can put your information in the database. If you're a small business owner, that wants to be considered for film projects, you can put that information in there as well.
And then you have the Georgia film director as well that they can list their business in.
Right. Oz, yes. Oz Publishing publishes a film and video source book.
Yes.
And that is on our website as well.
So if you're a small business owner, you've got a website where you can actually upload your information. Mm-hmm. And then if there's a directory as well, the mm-hmm. Oz book, I think it's called the Oz book, and I think I've heard of it. Mm-hmm. So those are resources that your producer uses. Is that who mm-hmm. uses that information?
Right. Yes. Today they're rolling out a new an app for it as well. So, you can go to your iPhone and be able to look up, where's the nearest, caterer and stuff like that. So,
That's a great point that you bring up, because when you think about film and production, you have logistics, storage, lighting, food, hotel, staffing, real estate. All those are really components that goes into making films. And one of the places that have been advocates in supporting that initiative is one of our resource partners at Clayton State University, Alicia Clark. She works with our Small Business Development Center, and she specializes in assisting small businesses who work with the movie motion picture industry, just specifically. That's all she does, and that's out of Monroe, Georgia. So another resource that's really helping to support this new initiative, Stacey, I think is huge.
You know what? I just saw that. Lisa Clark is offering a class, actually. That's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I just saw it. It just popped up this week. And so I want to take that. Are you ladies tying into, because one of the things I heard is as these companies are coming, the film industry is coming to Georgia, they're not finding the resource that they need here, so they're bringing a lot of it in. So they're bringing lighting, they're bringing a lot of that resource into the state. And so one of the challenges, I know Chris Clark over at the Georgia Chamber in partnership with the technical colleges, they're looking at having courses and having the education available so that we have the resource in our state. Mm-hmm. So are you ladies working in partnership with initiatives around that? Talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, yes, it's mostly, it's not mostly equipment that they need. It's really workforce.
Okay, workforce.
Because
okay.
we have so many shows going on here. They say that we're 11 deep, meaning we can crew about 11 shows at a time, 11 feature films.
Wow.
But we have 28 shows going on right now. So
oh, wow.
you see, well, you know, the disparity there. So what has happened is we had a thing called a High Demand Career Initiative that the governor put out, and July 1st we had people from Marvel and NBC Universal and Turner and Weather Channel I'll come in and talk about, you know, what are the things that they have a hard time finding in Georgia as far as workforce. And so out of that.
And name some of those. Name some of those. What are some of the things? Hard time.
That they couldn't find. Mm-hmm. They couldn't find carpenters. They had a hard time finding carpenters. Mm-hmm. They couldn't find grips and electric, wardrobe people, costumers, accountants. So, you know, it's a long list. It's a lot of, you know, and for people like, you know.
And so let me tell you where we're going to go with that before the end of this. I don't know how much you ladies know about GMSDC and minority suppliers, mm-hmm. but what's going to happen is I'm going to reach out to both of you for that list, because we have a whole host of small business and minority suppliers. You don't even have to go out and find those people. Mm-hmm. You have people that will go help you and send them to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there are organizations, Cassius and I work with small businesses. Mm-hmm. We will take the list and we'll identify them and have them go register on the site. We'll have them go for the Oz book. And so you'll have a plethora, and I love that word,
yeah.
a plethora. of those specific small businesses with those skill sets that can go, you don't know, we're here to help.
Yeah, we're
That's
here.
Great.
We're here to help.
Total Resource, we have worked together with a strategic alliance memorandum with GMSDC, the SBA that is,
mm-hmm.
and we have those respective interests. A list of certified or companies who will fit those specific categories.
Okay.
At your fingertips.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's going to be a film academy that they're putting together right now, and that's going to roll out next spring, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, going to be part of the University System of Georgia and the Technical System of Georgia. They're partnering together to fast-track students for
Excellent.
The film industry.
They're working together in partnership.
Yes. Yep.
Yay!
That's good.
I know.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really huge.
And we're following suit.
Well, yeah, then they say you're working in partnership, which as you should, because it's really impacting the state.
Mm-hmm.
So with that initiative, that would mean that we would keep all, that talent would be here in Georgia. So those dollars would circulate still in our state, as opposed to going someone coming into the state and taking those dollars out. We're fueling the economy of the state of Georgia by having that talent and that workforce here.
That's right. Absolutely. I mean, you know, and we do have a deep crew base. We have a lot of infrastructure, but, you know, we're just kind of a victim of our own success. It's grown too fast, and organically it can't grow fast enough, you know, for these people. We lose projects right now just because we don't have enough workforce. So
can you speak on one particular area when you have actors and actresses that come in to work on films for a particular amount of time? I travel a lot and I see a lot of them in the airport. And I often wonder, Stacey, where do they stay?
Are you being a groupie when you're at the airport?
You know,
okay.
It's almost
just
like the Georgia TMZ, if you will. You just see everyone at
the
airport.
Georgia TMZ.
Yes, no, we can't really say where they stay. But I mean,
but
you
not
know,
necessarily, not necessarily
has,
where, but how is housing set up for them? I knew that was a concern in the beginning of having housing set up for production folks who are going to be here for 6 to 8 months. Is there a process in place that you all are working together to support that?
Well, there are a lot of people that have set up concierge services in order to help that kind of thing. But not only find the crew people places to stay, and sometimes they'll go, you know, pre-negotiate room rates and mm-hmm. that kind of thing, you know, because a crew, I mean, you know, they can guarantee 2,500 room nights at a time. So that's great business.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that help them find high-end homes, you know, for the above-the-line talent and things like that. We also have on our website a real crew data or real location database.
Sure.
And in addition to putting your information up about your business, you can also upload your home if you wanted it considered to be a location for a film, or if you want it to be considered for, you know, housing for incoming crew people or, you know, talent.
Wow.
So both of those, you know, if you have a warehouse that's empty that you want
I have a pet I want to loan out.
No,
loan out my pet.
No pets.
Okay, no pets. Okay. Okay. I got it.
Okay.
We've seen some pictures of pets come through there.
Hysterical.
I know. LaRonda, take a minute and talk about some of the focuses or initiatives from the city's perspective.
Well, as Lee mentioned, we are working closely with the state on the High Demand Career Initiative. We also work with Invest Atlanta and attracting new business, new entertainment businesses to the city of Atlanta to support the infrastructure of, you know, our booming entertainment business here. And daily, our sole focus is to streamline that permitting and production process coming into the city of Atlanta. We wanted to flow as smoothly as possible. Our biggest accomplishment since we've been opened within the last year is to totally put our permitting process online.
Oh,
so
okay.
Now productions, wow, when they come into the city of Atlanta, no longer have to rush down and, you know, fill out a 25-page application and then try to, you know, get to the window before 4 o'clock to pay for the permit. Everything is done online now.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. So, and you can access it through www.filmapp.com/Atlanta/
Oh, that's ugly. That's ugly right there. Let's go ahead and say that's ugly. So we're going to want you to sum up that at the end, because that's pretty ugly. Okay.
Yes.
Or we're going to work on the acronym on that site. Okay.
Yes, then you can also
filmatlanta.com. Okay.
You can also go to the atlantaga.gov site and go up.
I like
the,
that.
Yes. Okay. That's you can access it easy through there as well. And then we, want to make sure to continue the dialogue between our neighborhoods and our office so that they know that they have a place to call. So we're just constantly trying to be more efficient at maintaining that communication and the notification to our businesses, to our neighbors, that these films are coming to their neighborhood. We want everybody to know, because we feel with the city of Atlanta, that's the best way that we can respect our community, is to have that dialogue and to give you noticed, ahead of time, far ahead of time, as much advance notice as possible.
How do they communicate to the neighborhoods? How do you do that? How do you communicate to the neighborhood? There's going to be a film crew in your area, so be respectful, don't be patient.
Well, initially, in the permitting process, when the film crews apply, they have to supply a notification list to us of a 3-block radius of within where they're filming of all the residents that they've notified. So we will start there to make sure to verify those notifications. And then we have our own notification list that we have compiled over many years with the help of the city council. Our MPU set up, we have MPU A, B, C, D. We deal with all of our MPUs, with all of our zone captains and commanders, with the APD,
okay,
with fire. I mean, we have an extensive notification list to make sure that we get the business associations, neighborhood associations,
you're sending emails, you're having pigeons drop things in the neighborhood, knocking on doors, you're doing everything.
Yes, primarily by email. Sometimes we'll go out and we will check to just make sure that,
the posting on the polls, you got it everywhere. Okay.
Make sure that the neighborhood has been notified, yes.
Okay. I know in our Midtown, our office is in Midtown, not far from where we are in the studio. We've had at least 3 films.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering how they notify. The notification came when we went to the office that we couldn't get to it. We're like, oh, we can't get there. Okay.
Well, and sometimes that happens when you're in a business building.
Yeah, we're in a business. Yeah, we're in a business.
When you're in a
obviously
business building, they'll leave the notification with
the lease.
Management.
Yeah, the lease.
Which can be challenging from time to time, because if the management doesn't let all of the tenants know.
This is it. Yeah.
Sure.
But it's still exciting. It's exciting to see when there's a movie being made in your area. It's just
yes,
really exciting.
It is. Yeah. It is. And you feel the energy and you see,
yes,
just being on a movie set in general, it's really like being in the Army. Like everyone has a specific role and a specific purpose. And so when you see all of those pieces moving together in one band, one sound, it's phenomenal. And then to see the end result up on screen, it's a big
I know,
deal.
It is kind of incredible.
It's yeah, a big
it is
deal.
Really incredible.
It's, yes,
I've definitely
it's incredible.
Seen in movies recent, most recently, you will see the previews and it's like, you'll say, wait, that's Atlanta.
That's Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah.
Yes. There's several movies that we've seen that I've looked and said, that's Atlanta, that's the skyline, or you'll recognize that neighborhood or that restaurant.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is pretty cool.
And it's very cool. Lee, can you tell us just what are some things that you would like for the listeners to know, to be on the lookout or the horizon as it pertains to upcoming opportunities or things that may affect their bottom lines as small businesses?
Well, you know, I mean, we on our Facebook page and on our website, we constantly list, you know, what is coming up, you know, where to send your resume if you want to be considered. There's a lot of extras, work opportunities, and a lot
you
of people.
You know what? That's yeah. You know what? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, a lot of people supplement
Cash
their income
in
spare
income
with
Cash
extras
in our spare
work,
time.
You know? Sure, there
Me
you go.
Me and my dog Jack will be there.
No pets. It said no pets.
Yeah, that's right. No, so that's there. You know, we've seen a lot of people come in for film tourism just because of the industry. A lot of people come in from Walking Dead, you know, from every country, you know. A lot of people from Germany, a lot of people from Italy come in from The Walking Dead. Vampire Diaries is the same way in Covington. You know, they have a Mystic Grill there that the mayor bought that, you know, people come from all over. So we started a website, too, called cometourgeorgia.com, and then you can go online and see, you know, well, oh, here's where, you know, Anchorman 2 was, and here's where Ride Along was.
Okay.
So it's fun to go and see all the different places where your favorite films and television shows shot.
Well, I must say that Anchorman 2 was filmed in the area next to our office at SBA for a period of time, particularly the ice skating scene.
Right, down at Marquee.
Yeah, right there in the middle.
Sure, yeah.
And it was amazing to see. They changed the whole face of the building on the side of Peachtree Street. But you guys did a great job by putting it back together.
I'd like to say that was us, but that was not us putting it back together. But they're very good about, you know, they'll build something and they, you know, you typically leave it better than it was, or they'll put it right back.
Nice. So, that's what we like.
Yeah. Make it better.
Yes, right. Make it better. Definitely make it better. And then, you know, when Anchorman 2 filmed in Woodruff Park, they turned it into kind of like Central Park in New York. So it was great to see those vintage yellow taxis and the way that they just totally transformed the park. And then when they left, it was, you know,
back to Piedmont Park.
They actually redid the sod for the park. They did some beautification. So it was a great deal for the city of Atlanta.
For the first time ever, we actually saw an ice skating ring in the middle of fall last year. It was amazing.
Yeah, it really was.
To see that iced over and to be changed back over to concrete was phenomenal. It really was.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Ice skating rink.
Yeah. I mean, that's just big business. That set design and having the skill and the ability to be able to transform places. Like, you know, when Fast and Furious, you know, was here, you're going to be
amazed.
That was
by our office in Midtown.
Fast and Furious was by our office. When you see that movie, you're going to see the transformation of Atlanta. It's going to be amazing. Right Along too. When it comes out, you're going to see it. It's beautiful.
Also, Mockingjay, which comes out November 14th. You know, the first of the last of the Hunger Games series.
So. And they split it into two movies. Right.
They made they took that last book and made two movies out of it.
Yes.
Wow. Ladies, I'm telling you, I'm excited. And so, small businesses really have an opportunity to play here.
Absolutely. The MPAA. There are six companies that make up the MPA, the Motion Picture Association of America, and they spent their money at over 4,600 businesses in Georgia last year alone. That's a lot of different businesses. I mean, it's not just a handful of places. So
that's huge. $36 million went to arts, entertainment, recreation industries in FY 2013. And we're very proud of that. We want even more folks to get involved and knowing that. I mean, you talk about $36 million have gone toward that. I mean, just in those particular areas. And so everything that we talked about, Stacey, you know, recreating a set, turning it into an ice skating ring, putting concrete back on, changing, those are all small businesses.
But then also think about, you know, we have areas that are tax allocation districts, you know, with Invest Atlanta.
Sure.
And so when you think about the EUE Screen Gems area, they need stuff over there. So when we think about entertainment and you think about studios, but also think about the ancillary businesses around the studios that can be started, like, you know, the muffin shop, the coffee shop.
Yeah, that's exactly all they pop up.
You know, I mean, those businesses are necessary because people want lifestyle around where they work. And so in that
area, that's exactly correct.
You know, they need development. So think about that, too. Think about the opportunities that are available to open up, you know, mom and pop shops around, you know, the studios. Because, you know, there's a farmer's market around the studio. I mean, so many juice shops. I mean, like, so many different things.
So many of them, actually, they need access to capital. Even right now, and I'd be remiss if I did not mention, between now and at the end of next year, we are offering zero fees for small businesses. If you're looking to take a loan up to $150,000 to start that mom and pop shop or to start the recreation shop or to anything that you could think of, zero fees for loans up to $150,000.
Oh, that's a good deal. We're going to have to get the word out about that,
Cassius. Yeah, and if you're a veteran, zero fees to up to $350,000 right now.
And see, that's that infrastructure that, you know, when people talk about it's a great experience filming in Georgia or filming in Atlanta, we want to have those lifestyle pieces that go along with just, you know, not just the day-to-day going to work. We want to have, you know, them take advantage of our culture and of our lifestyle, of our mom and pop businesses that they would experience around the studios if we open them up.
Ladies, I want a quick question for as we're drawing to a close. The Bronze Film Festival is coming up.
Bronze Lens,
okay,
yes.
Bronze Lens Film Festival is coming up. So take a few minutes, both of you, and talk about that because someone sent me an invitation. I said, ooh, this looks smoking hot. Tell me about it.
Yes, well, the Bronze Lens Film Festival is celebrating their fifth year, their fifth year anniversary, and it was created by Kathleen Bertrand of the ACVB.
She is awesome.
And, yes, and Deirdre, and it's just a phenomenal festival for filmmakers of color, and they have such a huge range and variation of the types of films that they show. So, you know, I suggest that everyone take a look at their website. I think it's bronzelensff.com.
Okay.
I think, yes.
Okay.
Are you on a panel at that?
Yes, I will be speaking on a panel along with you.
Okay.
I think we're on the same panel.
Yeah, I always do the same, the State of the State panel or of the Film Industry. So good.
Okay.
We're there together.
Yes.
And that's the first panel of the thing.
Yes, and it starts October 23rd. And it's going to be amazing. Everyone should come out to support. You know, check out the opportunities. They have lots of great programming this year.
Excellent, excellent. So, ladies, we're drawing to a close. Mm-hmm. And so I want to take some time for each of you to give some final words. And so I want you to frame those final comments around small business and small businesses having access to opportunities in the film, entertainment, and music industry, the industries that both of you serve. So tell us, as you can give us all those websites, wonderful acronyms and alphabets for the websites. And then we're going to get that information. So as we send out, we're going to send out some information to everybody that's listening as well. But take a few minutes and just talk about how do they get access to this industry? How do they get access to the opportunities? And how do they grow their business as a result of this industry? Because it's thriving and growing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm going to talk about the real crew database again. I mean, we just started this about 2 months ago, so it's brand new. You know, we're really hoping to get a lot of people to make a robust database so that all the producers, when they come in, you know, they can look at it their iPhone and see where they are and figure out the quickest way to get to people, which is great. You know, we have seen so much growth. I mean, we've seen over 100 new companies move here in the last few years. But we know that in addition to the companies that have moved here, everybody that has had filmmaking around them has experienced it in some way. The hotels, the restaurants, I mean, you know, again, these hotels, you know, they come in like for 42. I mean, they did over 9,000 room nights.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
For the movie 42. And you take that and you multiply that by 143 shows last year, you can see what kind of impact that has. You know, it's a $5.1 billion industry now. So.
Mm-hmm. It's huge.
LaRonda?
And it is a $5.1 billion industry, and 1.1 of that, I think, was spent in the city of Atlanta.
Yeah, we want some more. We want some more.
So, you know, Mayor Kasim Reed is just a huge supporter of entertainment. You know, he feels that, you know, that's a part of making a world-class city is your entertainment, your arts, and your culture. So, for small businesses, and there is no time better than right now to take a look at, you know, the opportunities available through what's going on, like Lee said, on the site with Real Crew, or mm-hmm. is it Real Crew? And then also to take a look at our Atlanta City site at www.atlantaga.gov, because we have, you know, when you go to the Office of Entertainment site, you can contact us. We will serve as a resource for you to be able to direct you to the right people and even possibly put you in the room with the right people to hear your idea or hear what you want to do or see and listen to your vision. And so I think, you know, if we start there, if you have someone that will listen and say, you know what, I know someone that actually could use what it is that you do. And I think that's a relationship, and that's what we offer in our one-stop shop with the City of Atlanta Film and Entertainment Office for small businesses.
Excellent, ladies. Cassius, I don't know about you, but I'm impressed.
I'm totally impressed.
totally impressed and
excited, too.
I think we're going to have you ladies back for another session, though, because is just clearly not enough. It's clearly not enough for this booming industry.
It is.
And so, first of all, before we close, I do want to thank our sponsors, the Wells Fargo, the Coca-Cola Company, Ronsted, for Without You, and Georgia Power. This clearly would not be possible. So thank you for joining us for this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. We'll see you next week on part two as we continue our discussion on the music, film, and entertainment industry. Thanks for listening. I'm out.